On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the spire.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of rock and roll radio. And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
but it's only days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread it's sunny days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? Are with the loves and hates and passions just like mine? They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and points, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. He'll trip you up and laugh when you fall. From whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose, cause we're the lover, wine is on the mind.
Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I have 13 very special non-Halloween songs, if that makes sense. So not like the Monster Mash or Ghostbusters. This is something you'd find you went to a film party and everyone's dressed up as movie characters. And this is the playlist they put on for their Halloween party. Okay? Those are the vibes I was going for. The first 3 songs out of the 13 that I am going to play were Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears. This was in Donnie Darko, and it's one of my favorite. I know it's not technically a Halloween movie, but it's like a Halloween movie, and it's my favorite, so I had to include that one. And then it was Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. This song is older than I expected. I feel like the Talking Heads are very, like, or were very ahead of their time. This song was released in 1977, which is insane to me because it does not feel like a song from 1977. Not a lot of songs feel like that for me. I feel like they're fairly consistent, but I'm like, that's so crazy that it was released in 1997. And then after that was Cemetery Gates by The Smiths. This is off their 1986 album, The Queen is Dead. And I am going to pass it off to another amazing 80s artist, and that is Kate Bush with Waking the Witch. I think she's so underappreciated. I think the Hounds of Love album is so underappreciated, and I think she is an absolute icon, and she has new music coming out, which is so, so exciting. So I hope everyone enjoys the next 10 songs left over for this non-Halloween songs episode.
You must wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, man.
Wake up, child. Pay attention.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
You should meet the light, but see your little lights align.
See that little light up there?
Where?
There.
Where?
Wake up, Slim.
Was Waking the Witch by Kate Bush from her 1985 album Hounds of Love. Apparently she's working on new music, which is so absolutely exciting. I think she's really underappreciated. I know, like, this is coming from someone who was not born or alive during her, like, prime, but I feel like for my generation she's really underappreciated, although there is a phenomenon where every year one of her songs gets popular on TikTok. I think it was Babushka was 1 year. It was the one Running Up the Hill from Stranger Things. There was one that was Army Dreamers was popular this year, I think. I might be getting the order wrong, but it's something like that. And I think it's just so funny because it's like people will listen to like the song on TikTok and then not the rest of the album. And I feel bad because it's like the rest of the albums are so good. Anyway, what I have next is... this was released in February of 2024. It is Burn Alive by The Last Dinner Party. This is from their debut album, Prelude to Ecstasy. Again, this is a less on-the-nose Halloween song, but I was like, it's really fun. And I think their vibe is very gothic, Halloween-y, etc., etc. Anyway, I'll hand it off to The Last Dinner Party.
Thank you. are the dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. Hey, nay, 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 nay. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker, we kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? Hey, nay, nay.
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
This is the Arrakis 12,000 System Board. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome to or back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am Kate. This is the non-Halloween Halloween songs, if that makes sense. Nothing chuggy, no Ghostbusters, no Monster Mash, but the more niche Halloween songs. Some are on the nose, some are not. Some you have to think to yourself about how they're Halloween, but I promise they are. What I just had playing was I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses. This is from their debut self-titled album. And then after that, it was You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen. This is his 14th album of the same name, and it was released in October of 2016. What I have up next is Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. When I saw her in concert of 2022, so right after I graduated high school, she played this song. And I know she has Bright Eyes featured on it, not credited, but like he's featured. And when she performed in Toronto, she had the drummer Marshall come on and sing the song. And he sounded so much like Bright Eyes that me and my friends thought it was Bright Eyes or Connor Oberst. Sorry, I couldn't remember his name and then it came to me, Connor Oberst, but it wasn't. Anyway, here is Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers.
Go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Maybe it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on, man, we can be. Stadium was only visiting, they beat him to death. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be you.
scared. If you want me to, I'm not prepared. But if I have to, I said I can make you scared. It's kind of what I do. If you're prepared, here's what I propose to do. You're in Russia, and more a million works of art. Whisked out to the world. When the Nazis find the whole place dark, thank God left the museum for good. Make you scared, if that's what I do. If you're prepared, if I have to, if I make you scared, you pay me to, and that's the deal. Now here's what I can do for you. Now there's a focus group that can prove this is all nothing but cold calculation. Have shown that suspicious or hostile, their lives need not be shortened. Truth be told, they can live a long, long while, tickled to death by their own parts. If you make me scared, if that's what you do. If I'm unclear, can I get out of this thing with me and you? If you feel scared, a bit confused, I gotta say, this sounds a little beyond anything I'm used to. There's a precious few that can prove that at the root, this is all nothing but cold calculation.
Tragically Hip. This is from their Day for Night demos. It was released in 1993. Not totally Halloween, but the title is Scared, so you guys can fill in the blanks why I chose this song. What I have next, new release today. It's not exactly a new release because it's like a remix, but it's the Grimes remix of Image by Magdalena Bay. Apparently, in an interview with Stereo Gum for this new remix, Grimes said that she is under house arrest for illegally creating a super species of extremely large naked guinea pigs. So she is tentatively returning to music with a few remixes, and this one is her first. I'm obsessed with this album. It's from Imagal Disc. I think on one of my other episodes I played a song from it as well, but I just thought it was so fun that Grimes did like a Grimes version or whatever, so I had to include it, and it does feel very slow melancholic Halloween vibes. So I thought, new release, Canadian artist featured, also Halloween. So here comes Image by Magdalena Bay.
The seats are empty. The theater is dark. So why do you keep dancing? Oh, yeah.
What's the best you've got? I forgot. We'll be right back.
Try Anything Once. What I just had playing was Monster Hospital by Metric and then Supernatural by the band By Divine Right. Both are Canadian, which I think is so sick. I only have one more song to play for this 13 song collection of non-Halloween Halloween songs. But before I do that, which I really hate to do, but I feel if you want, I'm going to plug the show's Instagram. So if you guys want to follow to get sneak peeks of what each episode's theme is, you can check out I'll Try Anything Once program on Instagram, and I'll post updates about each episode and what the theme is and things like that. Also, I'm gonna like post music I'm listening to, so if you guys want to like some recs, there you go. Anyway, the last song I have is Fly by Blood Witch. This is from the 2020 show I'll Try I'm Not Okay With This. Oh my gosh. I almost just called it the name of my show, which is not true. It's for the show I'm Not Okay With This. And it's consists of Graham Coxon from Blur and then a teenage singer. They made like a whole EP for the show, which is just super sick. And I think it sort of fits the Halloween vibes. So that is what I'm going to finish off with. I hope everyone has an absolutely fantastic, spooky, sick, amazing Halloween.
After an eventful quarterfinal game, your Queens Gaels are still running down a dream. And on Saturday, November 2nd, they come face to face with the number one ranked, undefeated Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. The stakes are high and the odds are stacked against the Gaels, but this is a team that makes the impossible